between us and the communists in Vietnam. I think they all understand it, and they all appear willing to cooperate.
What do you think about the Marine League?
I don't think that's too serious, Mr. President. I read the press yesterday and today, and there's some of it, but I don't think that's a major issue, and I do think that
it shows some leaks.
In the sense of a breakdown of discipline, it's very bad, no question of that. But I mean, in relation to stopping the movement or substituting Army troops for Marines, I don't think it's serious. Oh, absolutely, insubordination, no question about it, or certainly irresponsibility. And we've got to tighten up, and that very clearly must have come from somebody in the military, either Washington or Saigon. The dateline was Saigon, but again, I suppose it could have come from here and cabled out.
Now, have you made it tough enough, or should I write something to Taylor? I don't want him to come home, but
well,
I wouldn't object, and I'm prepared to do it.
I think it'd be better if you didn't. I think...
Can you write it tough enough you let him know that I think some heads ought to roll on this,
yeah.
And we don't want any excuses. Just say I can't find out. We want them to find out. We want them sent home.
I think it's got to go through state channels, because for me to send it over my name to him, the state would get very upset. But I'll arrange it with state to do it. And I think it's much better for Dean or me to do it than for you to do it.
Well, suppose you and Dean get together on it. I'll talk to Dean too.
All right, break that. Thanks.